One of the Kinyane Torah is identified as Makiras Makomo, which literally we would translate as somebody who recognizes his place. And the author of the Torah Temima and his Sefer Baruch Shamar notes that this presumably is not just a statement about humility, because humility is already identified as one of the midos. And he suggests that it must take it to another level, that even though we should strive to be among great Talmidei Chachamim so that we can grow from them, we still have to recognize how our place may still be distinct and may not necessarily be together standing with those great Talmidei Chachamim who continue to be on a very different level even as we seek out their company so that we can learn from them. And he suggests that that's also why the next Midah is Sameach B'Chelko, in order to convey that despite the fact that still, while standing with these Talmidei Chachamim, we're not necessarily actually standing with them, we're not actually on their level, but we're grateful for that ability to learn and to strive and for that proximity, and that itself is something we appreciate and we should be happy with that. We should be Sameach B'Chelko. It's interesting that to consider that there's a connection between the two. Perhaps one could also suggest a little bit differently. The Rosh Yeshiva of Karen Biavna, Rav Goldvich, Zichrono Livracha, often commented that the idea of Sameach B'Chelko that appears elsewhere in Pirkei Avos as a definition of an Ashir maybe should be understood a little bit differently than it traditionally is understood. That it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody is satisfied with his portion, but it emphasizes the idea of chelko, that one is able to enjoy that which they have themselves acquired through their own efforts, through their own creation, and therefore the simcha that they have is bechelko, in their own portion. And perhaps also there is an idea here that one who is looking to acquire Torah is looking to actually make it a part of his own accomplishments and to make his own unique contributions, and therefore he's able to recognize what he has internalized and what he has contributed, and therefore he is able to be makir b'chelko. And of course there are many other interpretations. Bavaji Yosef and his Sefer and Pirkei Avos quotes the idea that it refers to the fact that one should appreciate that his place is not in this world, it's in the next world, and that the materialism of this world should not be a distraction. He should be able to focus on acquiring eternity. And then he also mentions a very different interpretation, that one who is speaking, one who is teaching, should recognize his surroundings, should recognize his audience, and should understand exactly how to communicate with them, what level of teaching is appropriate for that audience. And it highlights the fact that there are many different versions of ideas and many different interpretations of statements that fit different environments and different occasions, and therefore hopefully at least one of these interpretations of Hamakir Es Mekomo will fit. Thank you.